It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined by former Pittsboro mayor, host of On the Porch, real estate developer, musician, and many other things. It's the Honorable Randolph Voller. Randy, how's it going?
It's great to be back.
Glad to have you here. Hey, it's the day after an election, so we should probably talk election, shouldn't we?
I think we should.
So what's any takeaways for you after the primary from yesterday?
Well, I think you definitely see an effect on the ballot when you have races that aren't being challenged, right? So you have a commissioner's race, there's no challenge. When you don't have a competitive primary, and of course, if you're a politician or running, you don't want to have an opponent, right? You want to get to the general. It generates less interest. So here's some stats from yesterday. Chatham County is typically one of the leaders in turnout during an election, whether it's a primary or the general. So yesterday, Chatham had almost a 31.7% turnout of registered voters, which are now at almost 61,000. But if you compare that to 2020, where there was a turnout of 44.1%, you're seeing a significant drop in participation in the primary, where over almost 24,000 voters in Chatham voted. And you might ask, well, is this an anomaly? And I'd say no. You have the same going on in Orange. 30.2% voted yesterday, but go back to 2020 and that figure was 45.2%. So either people are less interested or less inspired or less engaged, or it may just be a change in our, you know, in our voting demography. As people are aging out and dying out, people might be more cynical, but these stats tell a story, and we can go all the way back to 2016, where Chatham went from a 47.5% turnout. So in two elections, the turnout in Chatham, mind you, one of the most engaged political counties in the state, is down from 47 to 31.
To be fair here and play devil's advocate just
Please, a little bit,
we didn't really have anything that spicy on the ballot from a national perspective. This is still disappointing because there were things that mattered locally on the ballot. But in those previous elections, those numbers that you were throwing around, we had presidential primaries that were still to be decided. And that, you know, just simply wasn't the case this time around.
Well, you did have Bernie challenging Biden in 2020, and you had a really wide open field in 2016. You had, and of course, you had Elizabeth Warren as well, and you had Bernie and you had Hillary, and then Trump on the other side. But still, you can't, I mean, you can't blame it all that way. We have a gubernatorial, you know, election at the top of the ballot on both sides. We're going to elect new council of state. There are a host of reasons for people to be interested, not to mention, you've got all your local county commissioner races and school board races and, you know, races that, you know, for your county clerk and your register of deeds and so forth and so on. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I don't like that trend is what I'm telling
you. Yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. If it continues downward, that's very troubling. Hopefully it is just an anomaly based on what's up at the top of the ticket this time.
At the state level, if you want to know, it's dropped almost 36% in 2016 to 31% in 2020, all the way down to 24%. So that's a third fall off. And it could be for all the reasons you said, but even so, you know, we should be interested enough in our process to want to vote. You know, we live in an area where there are a lot of issues that are local or statewide. And, of course, you can be electing the federal officers as well. But there's a lot of reasons to be involved locally. Just look at all the growth and change in Chatham and Orange.
Were there any results that you had kind of takeaways or ideas about other than the turnout, any of the actual specific winners or losers?
Well, I think turnout was a significant loser. Yeah, one thing that people were texting me about was quite a bit more people voted in the Republican primaries. Now, that's different in Orange and Chatham because these are pretty blue counties for the most part, but that was what the state result was. And you know, you can kind of read into the tea leaves, you know, what does that mean? I mean, there weren't that many competitive races. They all kind of went the way you thought of. You know, there was a really interesting race for attorney general between Santana, who's over there in Durham and was a compelling candidate, and you had Jeff Jackson, and he won. I mean, many of them went. There weren't any upsets.
Right.
It's just more interesting that we had a number of races that locally had no competitive primaries. So ostensibly, it's just you're going with whoever that candidate is the presumptive winner in the fall, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're visiting with Randy Voller. Anything else election-wise that you wanted to get to?
Well, I did want to say that, as I mentioned earlier, the changing demography of actually who our voters are. And we know as you get older, you tend to vote more. On Sunday, my father-in-law, who'd been living with us, passed away, Dr. Frank Russell. And he even voted. He was in a wheelchair, right? And so it was important for him to go vote. So he registered, when he moved down here, lived with us, and he voted. And the last election, he voted. He wanted to go this time, but it got too difficult. He couldn't get to the polls, and we hadn't filled in an absentee ballot or requested, a ballot at home, for him doing home. Last one he voted in was the Pittsburgh election, right? But that voter, somebody that was born, the reason I mentioned it, born before World War II, served in the military, Korean War, was a member of his community as a doctor, probably part of the local Rotary Club. There are lots of people like that. They're all dying out. And so you've got a new, younger people, a transient demography, and folks that have grown up in, with a little bit of cynicism about the system, but not engaging in voting means that we're not actually taking control of what our community and state can be like.
Absolutely. And in a very immediate way on local elections as well. That's,
yes.
We talk about a lot how those local budgets that are set, that's literally how your town and your community is going to run.
It is. I mean, if you look at how the money is spent, you know what your community values. Same with the state and federal budget. But it's real simple locally. Because that's as close as it gets to you. And that's essentially what creates the community that we live in.
Absolutely. And condolences on your father-in-law, too. I know that's a really tough thing to be going through, and it continues on for a while.
Well, there was an inspiration. He was building an airplane in our garage in a wheelchair, a full-size World War I Fokker, if you can believe this, in a wheelchair, which shows you, the intensity of this generation. Like, I personally could not do that.
Right. Absolutely. We're visiting with Randy Voller. Any news from Pittsburgh that's got to your attention, non-election category?
Well, they have an upcoming meeting. And one thing I think is interesting is they've gone to only meeting once a month, which was never really the Pittsburgh way of doing it. But now we are just meeting once a month. And so there's obviously a lot of things that are built upon the agenda, the consent agenda, for instance. But I think one of the things that pops up that's interesting, especially as we're looking at water in our area, they have the 3M Reclaimed Water Agreement extension. So that's water that we treat in a tertiary level at the wastewater treatment plant, and you send down to an industrial process so it doesn't actually become a discharge in your waterway, and they use it. That was cited as the first of its kind in 2010 when it was done. And I'm glad that the town's continued that agreement, because essentially you're using wastewater in a process as opposed to putting it in the Robeson Creek and going in Jordan Lake. So it's actually being used.
Yep, that's definitely good. And continue to see the Pittsburgh area kind of be on the leading edge of wastewater management. Drinking water management.
Well, you guys covered when Josh Stein, came down and Robert Reeves, and they were all there. You were there at the water treatment plant with Kyle Shipp. That was a big deal.
Yeah, very, very big deal. And also we've talked also about Mayor Shipp being on that EPA board, which is, it's a situation where he was qualified to be on that board because of the work that's going on in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's going to make a difference nationwide, because people are going to be able to see that you can be a small rural community and you don't have to take it anymore where it's being discharged upstream, either at a point source that or a non-point source where you can't figure out where it's coming from, and having to deal with the effects of different chemistry in your water, in PFAS or 1,4-dioxane, that you don't know what it is.
Right. We're visiting with Randy Voller for the Chatham County Roundup, and we're down to our last minute or so here. Randy, what else would you like to get to before we wrap up?
Well, I would just want to build a little more about that water. I think that since we're having a presidential election and obviously a statewide election, I think that everyone is entitled to good, clean drinking water. And when I was mayor, nobody said, hey, would you send us all the bad water you have? It seems to be something that should cross party lines should be nonpartisan, that we should have good, clean, healthy, safe drinking water in every community in North Carolina, you know, Orange, Chatham, North Carolina, in this country.
Seems like something everybody should be able to get behind.
Well, I think so, and that's why I think people need to really understand why these elections in their communities matter, because these are the kind of things that are, you know, not just for us, but for future generations.
Absolutely. Randy, I appreciate you taking the time on this Wednesday afternoon for the Chatham County Roundup, and I look forward to talking again in the near future.
Thank you.